Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 95. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear tomorrow, highs level off around 94. Lots of sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s, Wednesday, upper 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 64.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. One person died and four others were hurt after an accident in Northeast Topeka. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
Just after 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon, the Shawnee County Emergency Communications Center received notification of an injury accident near Northeast 62nd Street and Northeast Kincaid Road involving two vehicles. A sedan with two occupants headed southbound on Northeast Kincaid Road and an SUV with four occupants headed eastbound on Northeast 62nd Street collided. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. Four others were transported to a local hospital. The crash is under investigation. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas State Fair is underway. That brings thousands of vehicles to Hutchinson. The city's Visitors Bureau said the city is prepared, but a little extra patience might be needed. Today is discount day. It's only $1 for ages 6 and up to get in. Exhibit buildings are open from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. each day this week, and the fair runs through September 15th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University plant pathologist and entomologist are reporting the first known case of corn stunt disease in Kansas, coming on the heels of reports in neighboring Oklahoma and Missouri. Row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre stated that as of August 29th, corn stunt disease and associated symptoms have been confirmed in field corn in Sedgwick, Pratt, Stafford, and Edward counties, and sweet corn in Riley County. He said recent scouting efforts across Kansas have also confirmed active leafhoppers in many other counties in central and southwest Kansas. The incidence of disease was low overall, according to Onofre, and much of the corn crop is in its later stages of maturity. Corn stunt is a bacterial disease that results in severely stunted plants that often produce multiple small ears with loose or missing kernels, and it also may result in leaves turning red, with Onofre saying other biotic and abiotic factors can cause red or purple discoloration in corn. So laboratory testing is important to diagnose corn stunt disease and distinguish it from other stressors. Onofre encourages producers to submit suspected samples of corn stunt to the K-State Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab, and producers can contact their local extension agent for help in submitting a sample, or they can follow the lab's instructions that are available online. Photos of suspected plant disease can be sent to clinic at ksu.edu, and questions about corn stunt disease and its symptoms can be directed by email to Onofre at onofre@ksu.edu. Onofre said corn stunt disease is spread by the corn leaf hopper and has been limited in the past to Texas, Florida, and California, but was recently confirmed in Kansas. The corn leaf hopper acquires pathogens within minutes of feeding in infected corn plants. However, it can take up to 30 days for the leaf hopper to infect healthy corn plants. K-State entomologist Anthony Zuckoff has also released a video to help producers identify and collect corn leaf hopper samples. The video is available online, and questions about the corn leaf hopper can be directed to Zuckoff at 620-275-9164. According to Anna Frey, as of August 29th, only corn stunt spiroplasma has been detected in Kansas, so additional research is needed to determine the presence of other pathogens vectored by the corn leafhopper in Kansas. More information on the disease is available in the August 30th Agronomy E-Update newsletter that's published weekly by K-State's Department of Agronomy. On Wednesday, Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced that the agency has been awarded a five-year substance use prevention grant totaling $6.25 million, broken down to $1.25 million per year from September 30, 2024 through September 29, 2029. The grant funding is part of the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Strategic Prevention Framework Partnerships for Success for States program. This program will provide Kansas the continued opportunity to promote substance use prevention for individuals and families by building and expanding the capacity of local community prevention providers to implement evidence-based programs that are focused on strengthening state and community-level prevention capacity and to identify and address local substance use prevention concerns, including underage drinking and marijuana use and abuse. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services will utilize the Strategic Prevention Framework to guide prevention planning efforts. Adherence to the principles in the framework increases the likelihood that prevention efforts will focus on the substance use problems impacting the communities, produce anticipated outcomes, reduce harmful behaviors, and keep communities healthier and safer. Governor Kelly has announced the dates for the second round of local consult meetings to gather input on strategies for implementing the 2022 Kansas Water Plan. The September meetings will build on the first round of local consult and regional advisory committee meetings that were held earlier this summer, and Kansans can RSVP for the second round of meetings at surveymonkey.com/r/waterlc2. Governor Kelly said preserving the quality and quantity of Kansas's water is an existential issue for our state, so these meetings will help build a program that provides the collective, coordinated action on water conservation and quality that communities across Kansas need in both the short and long term. Attendees will have the opportunity to provide feedback through facilitated group discussions about updated investment scenarios based on feedback heard in round one, what criteria are most important as investment strategies are evaluated to achieve the plan's long-term goals around aquifers, reservoirs, and water quality, setting objectives and identifying what Kansans think are reasonable actions to achieve them, and preferred revenue sources to meet the objectives. The Kansas Water Office, Kansas Department of Agriculture, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment are conducting the local consult meetings Tuesday, September 17th through Thursday, September 19th, Tuesday, September 24th through Thursday, September 26th, and on Monday, September 30th. People are encouraged to attend a meeting in their geographic region of the state, which includes on Tuesday, September 17th from 9 a.m. to noon at the City Limits Convention Center in Colby. In addition to the in-person meetings, a virtual on-demand meeting will also be offered. And for more information, including about the water plan implementation effort and the first round of local consult meetings, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, according to Minden City Council President Jack Yent, Minden Police Chief Bradley Butler's contract was terminated on Tuesday due to a personal issue. When the city of Minden was asked for clarification on why the contract was terminated, they responded with no comment. And when they were asked when or if there was going to be a press release about the situation, the city again responded with no comment. Council President Yant said the interim police chief will be the current police captain and city councilman, Jarvis Krieg. Butler previously served as an investigator with the Kearney Police Department and had been police chief since 2020 when he was named to replace former police chief James Huff, who retired. According to the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department and the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, or DHHS, McCook Community College has confirmed that a student has tested positive for active tuberculosis and is currently receiving treatment. The case was identified through a collaboration between local health officials and the college, with measures in place to contain the spread. And while active tuberculosis is serious, health experts have emphasized that it's not highly contagious and typically requires prolonged close contact for transmission. McCook Community College reassured students, faculty, and staff in a statement, advising them to remain calm as they work with health authorities to manage the situation. And they said no other individuals on campus have shown symptoms, and testing is being conducted for those potentially exposed. TB primarily affects the lungs and can cause symptoms such as prolonged cough, chest pain, and fever, but it is curable with modern treatment if caught early. And McCook Community College is providing educational resources from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to inform the community about symptoms and preventative measures. The college will continue to coordinate with public health officials to monitor the situation, and further updates will be shared with the campus community as needed. For more information, community members are encouraged to contact the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department or visit the CDC's website at cdc.gov/TB. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, September 4th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Andrew Black, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the August 21st, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 15 building permits presented for approval. Britta Horn with Never Give Up Consulting gave the council an update on the Norton County Fire Needs Assessment. She said, depending on when she gets the information from the various fire departments, she hopes to have the assessment and report completed in 3 to 4 weeks. Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that they finished the STEP campaign on Labor Day, and Jay reported that they logged about 25 hours and made 54 stops. City Administrator James Maru stated that the city was accepted for the CCLIP project and have received the programming request from the Kansas Department of Transportation that needs to be approved in order to finalize and get the project on their schedule. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the CCLIP programming request from the Kansas Department of Transportation, and the motion carried. Mayor Jones opened a public hearing at 5:45 p.m. for the purpose of hearing and answering any objections of taxpayers relating to the proposed 2025 property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate hearing. Since there were no questions or objections from taxpayers, the public hearing was closed at 5:47 p.m. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adopt Resolution 12-2024, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, to levy a property tax rate exceeding the revenue neutral rate. A roll call vote was taken and the motion carried 6-0. Gerald Jones asked for an update on the dispatch and jail services agreement, and James Maru stated that the county has not approved it and are still working out a few more items in the agreement. Gerald then asked for an update on the signage on Eisenhower Drive. James stated the additional signs came in and they were installed, and Jay stated the traffic flow has been good and parents seem to be adjusting to the change. Gerald reminded the council that the Public Safety Committee meeting is at 4 p.m. on September 17th, and he stated that with several events coming up in town, he would like to see if the city could clean up the gutters, curbs, and right-of-ways on State Street. Mayor Jones opened a public hearing at 6 p.m. for the purpose of hearing and answering objections of taxpayers relating to the proposed use of all funds and the amount of tax to be levied for 2025. The public hearing was closed at 6:04 p.m., and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to set the 2025 property tax rate at 70 mills and adopt the 2025 budget as presented. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson that in order to enhance the city's appearance, city crews from Highway 36 south to the city limits or along the State Street corridor in the areas where needed will remove the weeds and debris from the gutters, remove the overgrowth from the curbs and mow and trim the rights-of-way as needed, with the work to be completed prior to the Highway 36 treasure hunt. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a joint Public Works and Utility Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on September 16th. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Jim Miller to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1767, an ordinance amending Chapter 1, Article 3, pertaining to duties of the city clerk. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Jason Jones reported that the Personnel Committee met and discussed overtime payment and compensatory time off in lieu of overtime payments for overtime worked. The committee felt there is confusion in the current wording, and they're proposing a change to clarify the wording so that it is the employee's choice. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Resolution 13-2024, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules, with the removal of "with the consent of the employee" in the fifth paragraph of Article 3-8. The motion carried. Jason rescheduled the Standing Personnel Committee meeting to 3:30 p.m. on September 24th, and Jason then stated that he has received two different complaints on sidewalks. He said there's a concern on exposed rebar from broken-out concrete in the walking path along Armory Drive, and the second area of concern is a sidewalk in the 800 block of North Jones on the west side, which would be the block north of the high school. Jason said on the south end of that, part of the sidewalk is gone and there is exposed plywood. Dale Jacobson gave a report from the ad hoc meeting, and he said that the town hall meetings have been scheduled regarding the proposed special tax rate at 7 p.m. on September 30th and October 28th at Prairie Land Electric. Dale stated the next ad hoc meeting is 4 p.m. on Dale reported that the Parks Committee met with the pool managers to have a recap and discussion on how the pool season went, and Rose Garrison also attended and discussed the weeds and trimming around town. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve Norton's Mini Speedway's rescheduled go-kart race date to September 21st, 2024, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve appropriating Ordinance 17 as a whole, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dell Jacobson to adjourn, and the council adjourned at 6:34 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork sandwich or chicken nuggets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 95 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 63 and a south wind around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 94 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 60 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 91. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 88 and breezy. On Friday, sunny with a high near 87. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 84. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 85. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 17 Kansas State came back to beat Tulane 34-27 Saturday afternoon. Avery Johnson was 15 for 23 for 181 yards and two touchdown passes. He also ran the ball eight times for 40 yards. DJ Gidden had 19 carries for 114 yards and four catches for 63 yards and a touchdown catch. Dylan Edwards had four rushes for 54 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, Austin Romaine had a pair of sacks, and VJ Payne had the game-clinching interception. The Wildcats improved to 2-0 and take on Arizona as a non-conference game Friday night at 7 p.m. Kansas was upset on the road at Illinois, losing to the Fighting Illini 23-17. Jalen Daniels was 18 for 32 for 141 yards with two touchdown passes, but threw three interceptions. Devin Neal ran the ball 14 times for 101 yards. Daniel Heisel Jr. had seven carries for 39 yards. Lawrence Arnold caught four passes for 44 yards and a score. And Luke Grimm had nine catches for 40 yards and a touchdown. The Jayhawks are now 1-1 and take on UNLV and KCK on Friday at 6 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, UltraBoss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more, shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville. ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply. It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.